This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I played pitcher, shortstop, third base, and center field.
Those are the prime positions.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
It's time for your Sunrise Guys, Dirt and Sprague.
Yeah, you were the best player on your team.
Yes, now we talking.
More Dirt and Sprague.
Scrape cleanup on aisle three. Come get it.
Sounds like you're just an athlete.
Yeah.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
Ping pong, baseball, football, basketball.
Tennis, swimming, lacrosse, whatever you need me to play, I'm going to go do it.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hockey.
Whatever, on the rink, whatever you need me to do, it don't matter.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. We are back. Hello.
Shout out to the Hoggies.
Shout out to the Hoggies out
there. Shut up or shut up.
And somebody tweet me was like, man, you sounded really different on New Year's Eve. And I'm like, I got nothing. There's nothing I can do about this. I'm sick. I don't really know. Hopefully I'm cleared out.
And, came in sick.
I mean, I'm not contagious, I would imagine, anymore, because I've been sick for like a month straight, so at some point that's got to run out.
Look, everybody's playing hurt this time of year.
This is what we're doing.
I feel like every movie starts with a guy saying, I'm not contagious.
I'm not contagious at all, dude. There's no zombie apocalypse.
28 years later.
No zombie apocalypse on the horizon. I could not do the show today, because I was the one that wanted to do the show today, and if I would have texted you, hey, by the way, now you're coming in to do a solo show, I'm sure that would have been well received. After you didn't want to do the show today, and I said we should do a show on the second, you want to text on New Year's Day? Hey, buddy, I'm not going to be in tomorrow. Have fun waking up at 4 a.m. and doing a solo show.
I've left the studio multiple times. I've not seen a car drive by once.
nobody out there on the road.
Nobody's working today.
This is for the later crowd of the day. Let's get to Spring and Line, by the way, coming up 9:30. Get your fake sponsors in, 503-864-6326.
I don't know who I'm picking, dude. I got to be honest with you.
I don't either. I got to start scrolling through lines. I don't know how we don't all take Broncos 12 and a half.
Stay away from the Broncos is a massive favorite.
It's Trey Lance. I know.
The Chiefs.
I'm just saying.
The Chiefs should have beat them.
Who was the quarterback in that game? What was that guy's name?
I don't remember. I can't even say it. And yet the Chiefs are right there.
I've never heard of that guy before in my life.
I don't know where Bronco fan is. I think they're going to go in cocky sniffing,
of course,
but like, you should be deathly concerned.
Everybody should be. I think it's very similar to college football. Everybody has flaws.
Yeah,
if you tell me there's a bunch of upsets and all these good teams losing the first round, I'm not surprised in the least. The game of the weekend, though, no doubt about it, is tomorrow night in San Francisco, or should I say Santa Clara. We got Niners and Seahawks, 5 o'clock ABC. I'm assuming this is the Buck Aikman game because both games are on ESPN ABC tomorrow.
It
is Aikman going to be available, or is he advising the Dolphins now and not?
So he's applying for. He's kicking around the idea to be a GM.
He's not kicking around the idea of being
no,
GM. He's advising
leading the
them
search committee apparently.
Okay.
All right. Why wouldn't you just offer the job to him?
Troy Aikman's leading your search, huh?
Would Troy Aikman be a good general manager?
I mean,
also, who would replace Troy Aikman? Greg Olson, right?
Has to be.
I would hope
they
so.
Would go steal
Has
Greg Olson,
to be.
Wouldn't they?
Bring my guy Gruden
Buck
back.
Olson would be a great call.
Let me tell you about this guy.
I mean, if you're going to lose Troy Aikman, and I know people are out on Troy Aikman, but I'm in on Troy Aikman. I like Aikman.
Yeah, Will Stein will help you shine.
Him or Michael Irvin might be my two favorite Cowboys.
give me my guy back.
Pataya Ui Angalale.
Stop it.
Here's a guy. This guy. Stop let me it. Tell you about this guy.
Yeah, let me tell you. What do you really think about him, John? Why don't you email?
Offense, hey.
Can you stop playing this?
Sorry, my bad. Niners and Seahawks tomorrow. I'm assuming the Buck Aikman game. We'll just keep going on
yes.
that. Look, this is a game where it's really fun to revisit a rivalry that was red hot, you know, what, about a decade ago, the Pete Carroll, Jim Harbaugh, NFC title games.
It's been hot during Pete
I'm not
and
saying,
Kyle.
I'm not saying it hasn't
it's
been.
It's just been dominated by one team.
Sure, the Niners have largely dominated this rivalry, and Kyle Shanahan has largely dominated this game. They played in week one of the season, and remember that? It came all the way down to the wire. The Niners score late, the Seahawks fumble.
Yep.
It was a really fun start to the season, and we weren't quite sure what it meant for either team. Well, here we are with this game in Santa Clara, and the winner gets not only the NFC West title, but a first-round bye, which would be remarkable for San Francisco for all the injuries that they've gone through.
Mm-hmm.
Part of me also goes into this game just wondering how it's going to play out, because I feel like you have strength versus strength and weakness versus weakness right now. And maybe some fans of the two teams disagree with me on this. The way the Niners' offense is humming right now is impressive. Brock Purdy is playing at an elite level. Now, some of the competition hasn't been great, but you can say that, and then I'll flip it on you and tell you, how did these two offenses just fare against the Colts? Because they played them back-to-back weeks, and it wasn't even a contest of which one looked better.
No.
One was on the road, one was at home, yep. And Brock Purdy lit them up like a Christmas tree, and the Seahawks couldn't do anything against Indy in that game. Yep. And so I have the Niners' offense, who is humming at maybe the highest level they've had in a long time,
mm-hmm.
against Seattle's defense, which is certainly the strength of their football team. Probably won them the game last week against Carolina, forcing the turnovers. And on the other side, the Niners' defense can't stop anybody, literally anybody. And Seattle's offense at times has been, where'd you go? What's mm-hmm. happening right now? So I feel like it's strength versus strength and weakness versus weakness, and I can't wait to see how it looks.
Well, I'm with you 100%. I think this is, they got in the division, I want to say, the NFC West formed the way it is in 2002.
That sounds about right.
It's when the Seahawks went back, went to the NFC from the AFC. And really, after building it up, they get Holmgren. The Niners go through a lull there. They get Harbaugh.
Yeah.
And then Harbaugh Carroll is just stellar television, right?
Juicy, Matt, because it came from USC and Stanford. It was perfect.
It's color combos, too. It's blue and it's red. Like that elicits like a good throwback nature of Cowboys Niners was once a great thing, too. Colors help a lot. And then you got passionate fan bases. Mm-hmm. I look forward to these games every year, even when maybe one team's more down than the other because of the rivalry of it. But you tell me the one seed is on the line of this thing. One, that is insane. He won't, and I've been on it. I won't beat the dead horse for long. Shanahan's the coach of the year, but he won't win the award because I don't know if they're going to win this game.
If they win the game, how does he not win the
award? He should win coach of the year if they win the game.
If they win the number one seed.
You can give me the NFC. You can give me Johnson. You can give me Cullen. You can give me Vrabel.
They're all great.
They're great.
All of them.
The quarterback was missing 8 games.
Yes.
The tight end missed 4 games. The receiver, they never got Ayuk back.
No.
The Pearsall entire defense is out. And out. The defense is out.
All like, their good players.
They're all second and rookie year players on defense, aside from Lenore. Like, it's just remarkable the job that Shanahan has done. I'm looking forward to the matchup because you talk about styles make fights. I don't know where I totally weigh other than I think the Niners are just a team where they're overachieving, and you talk about the offensive performance, the outputs, man, 37 points, 48 points, 42 points. That is a 76.6 completion percentage, 73.5 completion percentage, and 72.7 completion percentage with 295, 295, 303, and 11 touchdowns to 2 picks the last 3 weeks. Those are Brock Purdy's numbers.
He's playing at a high level, man.
He's been unbelievable.
But I think there's a quarterback controversy there. What do you think?
It's Mac Jones.
I think it's Mac Jones' job, right?
It's Mac Jones.
Niners shouldn't pay him, though, right? Probably shouldn't pay him. I wouldn't give him an extension.
Well, and here's the thing. The question marks going in. Trent Williams left that Sunday night game against Chicago with back problem.
Did not return.
George Kittle didn't even play, and they won the game.
Nope.
And
how about Tonja's having a great year?
Tonja's, when he gets to play and Kittle's not playing, he just pops up and plays well.
Yeah.
McCaffrey is that like he's like 400 touches on the year. He's not going to get 1,000, but he's pretty damn close.
Yeah.
You want to talk about MVPs? He is criminally underrated in the MVP conversation because as much as the coach deserves the credit, so does that dude. He is their offense. As he goes, they go. But Purdy's been playing really well. On the other side of this, you have one of the best defenses in football. But I don't know what to make of their offense. Because if you can bottle up, saying stop is hard, but if you can kind of slow down JSN.
Easier said than done. But
what is the Seahawks offense?
Yeah.
And so I'm fascinated to see where this one goes. You said the most bet on is San Francisco.
San Francisco is the number one bet on side in the NFL by the masses.
And that makes me nervous for that reason. But I like this matchup. And Darnold, big game stuff, it's there again, man.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for a weird, weird comeback with the Rams.
The punt return.
I'm still there on it. I know they won that game, but I'm still there on the Darnold big game stuff.
They were booed off the field by the fans in that game.
Yeah, they ran on 3rd and 15 and got booed, and they ended up picking it up, but they were booing him.
He threw a pick six.
So the Seattle defense, we know what it is. This could be a kind of a lower scoring affair, I'd imagine. And as big a question mark as I have about the San Francisco defense, I have bigger question marks for Sam Darnold.
Yeah, that's why it's such a fascinating game, man. I can't wait. I'm not going to gamble on the game.
I am. I'm taking the Niners with the points.
Oh, you are going to take the Niners?
Yeah, +1.5. I'd probably just lean money line depending on where it's at.
I don't blame you at all for that. I would probably lean gambling on Seattle. But again, I go back to my biggest concern being their offense. And that right now the Niners are giving up points to everybody. Like Philip Rivers kind of shredded them on that Monday night game in Indy.
+105 money line. -105 with the points.
But it's a Seattle offense that's been clunky at times and hasn't looked perfect at moments. And they're finding ways to win, but it's largely because of what their defense is doing. I just genuinely can't wait for it, man. I know that he won't win it, and I get the... You know, maybe that ship has sailed. But if San Francisco wins and they get the number one seed, Kyle Shanahan not winning Coach of the Year would be criminal. Like, arrest the voters, lock them up, kick them out. I don't know. Whatever you got to do.
I mean, I feel ridiculous. That way even if they lose.
I mean, he deserves it either
Go
way.
Look at the games missed by all these players. It's insane.
And it's
nobody
it's,
else has that.
We do this with the MVP stuff every year. Like last year, Lamar had maybe his best year ever, but he didn't win it. Josh Allen was a worthy MVP.
Joe Burrow had his best year.
But they didn't make the playoffs. Yep. You got to make the playoffs. We do that whole thing, even though it wasn't his fault that they didn't make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So there's never a wrong answer here. All of these guys you could throw out, I would say, yeah, dude, I could see it. They've been amazing, and they deserve credit and consideration. Some of this is like when you get the Lifetime Achievement Award. It's like, hey, we haven't given this guy an Oscar yet. How do we find a way? He's been really good. We should probably give him an Oscar. That's Kyle Shanahan at this point. Like, he deserves to have multiple of these, and the fact that he hasn't won one, this is the year he should win it, but we'll see how it shakes out. Tomorrow night, San Francisco, Seattle. Who you like, Swag? You taking a side on this one?
If Trent Williams is out and he hasn't practiced all week.
That's tough against that D-line.
Kittle says he's gonna play, even though he's limited.
He'll try.
Well,
he tried to get out there the last time, and then they had the...
He left that game early.
Yeah,
The Indy game, he only played
the return.
The entire game.
Well, remember the game against Seattle in week one, he left that one, and Tonjes...
was the one that made the catch.
And it was the most improbable statistical catch that shouldn't have been a catch situation in the entire league.
We all thought it was a pick when it left his hand.
It was 14.5% chance of completion,
No. Oh, yeah.
So
okay.
That combined with the fact that I think the Seahawks will 100% fully commit to the run after watching what has happened the last couple of weeks. Charbonnet had a great week last week when they finally gave him the football.
You should be able to run the ball in San Francisco.
You got to lean on the run game here.
They have to lean on
Darnold's
it and
question.
Play action. When Darnold play actions and they roll him on the half boots and he can get out there, that's where he's at his best. And so I would lean to the Seahawks.
Do we know what happens if the Seahawks do lose? Do they fall 5 or 6?
They get the 5.
I think they get the five.
They get the 5 seed.
Yeah.
98% confident in that.
That is such a weird.
So the end result for Seattle isn't terrible because you're going to beat Carolina or Tampa.
Make an argument,
on the road.
You get the greatest.
And they've been great
situation.
On the road. They just played Carolina, won the game 27-10, and Carolina can't score on that defense. So you'll win your playoff game either way. But you'd prefer to have the one seed and host all the way through. For San Francisco, I had totally forgotten this until I was watching the Chicago game. Was that Sunday night?
Yeah,
Sunday night.
Super Bowl. The
Super Bowl's
Levi
there.
Stadium.
So all the games the rest of the way, if they are to win, which I don't know if they can because how bad their defense is, would be in San Francisco.
I've been saying it all year. I don't view them as a legit contender, and they keep winning, and here they are being the one seed, and so maybe I need to shut up. But interesting little note of not only would they not have to ever leave their beds, if they get to an NFC title game and they're hosting, hosting doesn't matter, but if they get to the NFC title game, Fred Warner is reportedly going to be able to start.
I mean, that dude's been sleeping in an oxygen chamber for like 12 months.
I'm just saying, like, could you imagine if they got Fred Warner back finally?
You get a piece back defensively?
The only thing that's been good for them is Tatum, Bethune, D. Winters.
Like, right.
You add Fred, Lenore's been fine too, but like their pass rush is kind of non-existent. And I think that's the benefit for Darnold here.
They should not get any pressure on him.
Guess who caused mayhem and ended the game last time they played? Bosa. Strip sack. Boom. Guess who's not playing? So if Darnold's going to have a big game in a big moment, this is kind of the weekend to do it, man, because that pass rush by San Francisco, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And so if you can run the ball a little more consistently, Darnold's going to get some pass protection here. There's not going to be an excuse, man. Like, you got to perform in this game.
If Sam Darnold doesn't play well in this game, it would leave me terrified for them in the playoffs. This isn't a dominant defense. This isn't a team that will get up in your grill and throw you out. Like, you should shred. Caleb Williams at times looked like an MVP on Sunday night.
Yeah, he looks so good.
Phillip Rivers looked like he turned the clock back 15 years. Now, the problems for both those teams is they couldn't stop San Francisco's offense, and maybe that's the reason Seattle loses the game. There is no reason as a quarterback to not light this defense up right now.
Well, who is the favorite in the NFC to you guys?
Let's carry this over, because I want to answer that. Let's put some final thoughts on the weekend ahead. Also, who's the MVP? Did Stafford lose it for you guys?
I think it's May.
You think it's May?
I think McCaffrey should also be in this, but Saquon didn't
Allen
last
Allen back
year.
To back? We not going Allen back
no,
to back?
Allen's out. Dude. Make a throw.
Okay. Ooh, make a throw.
I mean,
who just won in New England after being down by 21 points?
Who just lost the game because he couldn't make a throw?
Final thoughts on the NFL weekend. Let's bring a line at the bottom of the hour. Back after this on the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, welcome back in. MVP up in the air this weekend.
It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be. It's done for you.
Dude, you can't. How many quarterbacks are allotted that kind of grace to go play the way he played against Atlanta and still be in it at this point?
It wasn't
great. If you reverse Drake May and Stafford.
I know.
And they're in the same like situation in terms of MVP standing. And Drake May goes on Monday and plays the Dolphins, which I think record-wise is pretty equivalent to the Falcons.
Probably. Pretty accurate, yeah. It sounds right.
If he goes into Miami in a must-win game, and he plays that way, and Stafford is just normal Stafford stuff and tears up the Jets. I don't think we're having this conversation. And
has
yet,
May not had
Stafford,
any of those clunkers this year? I want to find a clunker. Like, are we too caught in the moment with that?
Because end of the year is when it matters the most for people. Those when voters start voting.
I know
it does. Thinking about the vote.
Neither one's going to be likely the number one seed. They're both going to, well, I guess Rams can't win their division. His numbers are better across the board.
The Broncos should beat the Chargers with Trey Lance, but your like dismissal of the idea, given we just saw them against the Chiefs, is crazy.
I get what you're saying. That's totally valid. I'm trying to scroll through and see what's his worst game of the year.
Doesn't he have the highest completion percentage in the NFL?
I think he does,
He's got 400 rushing yards.
Stafford blows him out, though, in touchdowns and yards.
I mean, yeah, let him throw a lob pass to Davante Adams or Puka Nacua.
That's all it is. That's all he's doing.
Well, I'm not saying he hasn't been good. I think this is Drake May's award.
It seems like it is. I'm just curious if anything can change this weekend, because if I would ask you a week plus ago, I think a lot of people would have said Stafford's going to win the award, and he laid an egg. He was terrible against
Atlanta. He's also going to be a wild card, and May's going to be the 2 seed.
Who does New England got this weekend?
We
don't even know, do we?
So the Jets, I think.
The Jets? No, the Dolphins.
No, they just played.
So let's say he plays that game that Stafford just played. Do we change our tune? He throws a couple of picks, they lose to the Dolphins?
If Stafford has like a 3-touchdown, no-pick game against the Cardinals and May drops a stinker against the Dolphins, yeah, I think that's going to impact the voting.
Should impact the voting.
It's stupid that it boils down that way, but I think that's how it works.
I'm still voting for Herbert, damn it. He's a real MVP to me. Sunday Night Football is Baltimore versus Pittsburgh. And just weird stuff happening while we're out. We almost needed to do a segment today of like, what happened when we were gone? Hey, do you know Kyle Whittingham's a coach in Michigan now? What? That happened while we're on vacation.
We didn't even talk about that.
They got a new coach.
I kind of got ghosted.
You did? By who? Bill Riley?
I texted our guy.
Yeah.
And he said, what did he say? I said, like, hey, man, I think Kyle's going to do pretty good at Michigan. He said, yeah, that's a good hire. I said, were you surprised? He never responded.
Yeah.
I actually think this kind of hit really him out weird, of left field.
Really weird time for them. Because you had Scally who wanted to leave, Whittingham deciding he wasn't done coaching, or not wanting to leave, but he wanted, it's like, how long can you be a coach in waiting until you're like, what am I waiting for?
Ask Jim Boeheim. He went through like 4 of them.
There was a lot of, and they kept moving on. Yeah. That was Will Muschamp. He was the coach in waiting somewhere, I want to say, and then he ended up taking a job somewhere else. And so that whole thing is a weird can of worms. But there was reporting that came out on Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
And a lot of people took a steaming dump all over the columnist that put it together and saying, this guy's a hot take, clickbaity guy. There's nothing. He's not in the building. He doesn't know what's happening.
What?
But it does seem like the end of something. Now, what is that? I don't know. But does Jim Harbaugh survive if they lose? Does Mike Tomlin survive if they lose? We know that Aaron Rodgers probably, like, he's already announced, right, that he's done after this year?
No, I thought I saw a story that's told.
Says he's coming back for another year?
I thought I saw a thing where it said he still wasn't all the way committed to one or the other.
We're
going to
do this again this offseason.
And you're going to pick the next team he goes on to win their division and go to the Super Bowl.
The entire offseason again. Get the hell out of here. Something's going to come to an end, though, and that is the way our football weekend will end, with that division being decided between Baltimore and Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think the Harbaugh thing feels as real as anything else. I mean, and maybe that's just me placing that emotion on it, but if they lose to Pittsburgh, and I can't believe they were even, by the way, can't lose to the Browns. Here I am. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can, I guess.
They lost to the Browns.
But they didn't have DK Metcalf.
Have you seen the Browns play football?
They lost to Shedeur Sanders and the Browns, man.
He threw 2 picks, too. One of those was so awful. Anyways. It feels like this is a both coaches could be gone situation. And the Steelers certainly don't have a history for me to feel that confident about saying that, because they just don't fire guys.
No.
At what point is it running its course?
Yeah.
Guy, like, cool, you won your division. Now go lose in the first wild card game like you do every year. Or
we'll all pick them to lose.
Go be over 500 but not win your division. And then like, oh, we're going to run it back with Mason Rudolph next year. Like, okay, you're just going to be the same team every year and they're just cool with that in Pittsburgh. Baltimore feels real of like, this is kind of it.
Yeah. Let's change it up a little bit.
And I think they should. And John Harbaugh can go be a Giant coach or Dolphins coach. Like, somebody's going to scoop him up and he's going to be fine. He'll be good and he'll revamp whoever that team is. But like, I just think some guys, it runs its course. It ran its course for Belichick in New England.
Yeah, at some point it's just going to be over. It'd be weird, man, seeing either of those guys not in charge there. Are they the two longest tenured coaches in the league? Did Reed, Harbaugh was there before Reed in Kansas City, right?
Yeah. I believe they,
for their current teams, obviously. Reed's been a head coach longer, but in Kansas City.
I think it's Tomlin now. Right?
Tomlin has to be at number one, I'm assuming.
Harbaugh's been there like 16 or 17.
It's been a long time, man. That Super Bowl over San Francisco was so long ago.
Well, do you think both those fan bases are both at a point where they wouldn't mind seeing or hearing a new voice?
I think a change of scenery could help a lot of people.
I don't know about... Pittsburgh, the thing is it's all up to the Rooneys. That's not even the GM's decision. Like, if the Rooneys decide that it's time, it's Mike Tomlin and the Rooneys sitting in a room.
Then you need to ask yourself what the Rooney's standard and expectations are if he's not in the realm of being like...
Well, and also ask the follow-up of, like, it's not necessarily Tomlin's fault that they're elephant in the room they can't figure out. He deserves some blame for it.
I mean, he doesn't seem very proactive on that position.
But how much control does he have inside the organization? Well, can he go to them and say, we're trading up and drafting a quarterback this year? Like, we have to do it? Does he have the ability to say that? That's the hard part.
But that's the thing that's hard to tell there is, like, is he that guy?
I don't know.
Is he the guy that's like, I understand how important the position is. We need to identify it? Because he seems like he's a guy of like, oh, I got Mason Rudolph. Cool. We'll be 9-8.
Yeah, we'll
cool
figure with that. It out. We'll like, go to the playoffs.
He just seems like kind of just... go with the flow guy who's not really being proactive about it. I can't answer that question.
Yeah.
If he hasn't been very vocal about it,
then he deserves bigger blame.
Well, and I also have a hard time believing being there as long as he has, he doesn't have a say in it.
They got to figure that out. Until they do, they're going to be the same team every damn year. And even if Rodgers wants to come back, or they feel like you're the same team next year.
Every year.
And it won't change. If I were a Ravens fan, I wouldn't be calling for Harbaugh to be fired. This year's been a disaster. They've also been banged up. Lamar's missed a ton of time. And, like, you have to take that into consideration. I certainly did not see the game against Green Bay going the way that it
went. What do you make of all their games they've blown this year? Because their season's entirely different if they don't blow some of those games.
Somebody put out, God, I saw this a couple days ago, and I meant to note it. It was, if you flipped the result of every one-score game, what would the standings look like? And it was hilarious.
It's got to be nuts, right?
Denver is in last place in the NFL because all of their games, they would be 4-12 or whatever it is at this point. And it went through, and Baltimore was one of the main beneficiaries of it because they've lost a lot of one-score games and they've blown leads. And so I wouldn't be calling for it, but I also wouldn't be sad or upset. If they lose this game and you move on and you start things over, Lamar's going to play. He's going to fight through the injury.
Here it is.
If you flip the one-score games.
Oh, wait. No, hold on.
Arizona was in the playoffs. I know that. They were one of the teams that jumped in because they've lost a lot of one-score games. I mean, they knocked me out of a survivor pool losing to Tennessee on an interception that they fumbled that then was recovered for a touchdown.
Dude, in one-score games, look at these four teams. The Raiders, 5-1. Browns 6-1, Giants 7-1, Chiefs 7-1.
Yeah, the Chiefs were the other team. The
Chargers
Chiefs were like 13-3.
Would be 1-6. Yeah. The Broncos would be 2-10.
Yep.
The Niners would be 1-4. The Bears 2-7, and the Panthers 2-7.
The Bears were the other team that sunk like a stone too. So it's just funny when you look at it that way. That's why I'm not calling for him to get fired, but I think I'd be okay.
So
with
who
it,
is
but.
Your favorite in the NFC? Was my original question.
If I were to gamble on a team to win the NFC right now, I would still take the LA Rams.
Yeah.
I still would take the LA
Rams.
What
is that? It's the quarterback coach, right?
It's the quarterback coach, and it's also the lingering concerns of the warts of the other teams are bigger than the concerns I have for the Rams. And I'm not saying I don't have concerns over them.
That Philly defensive performance. I know it was not a great team, but...
I know. Their defense is playing lights out right now, but Jalen Hurts has been ass for the majority of the year. Seattle's offense disappears in moments when they need them the most. The San Francisco 49ers can't stop a nosebleed. Who else are we going with? Are we really picking the Bears to do this?
Well, that's what I was going
to They just lost
out.
To San Francisco. They gave up half a 100 to San Francisco.
But dude... Yeah, I know. But
without Kittle.
How many times have we doubted that team?
I know.
And then go into Sunday Night Football against a red-hot offense and match the offense. They're 6 yards away.
They also got help with a pick six, to be fair, on the opening play. But yes, I get it. I know. I would take the Rams. To answer your question, I would gamble on the Rams. But the odds are
there. Dude,
the
Bills didn't score until like 6 minutes left in that game.
Wild game in Buffalo this weekend. Let's break the line. We'll do that coming up next. Get your fake sponsors in. We'll see if we can rattle some off. Do some gambling.
Spreading the line.
Spreading the line.
Spreading the line.
Spreading the line.
See what we got here. I did a bad job of writing these down as they came in.
Can't even take a bathroom break today.
No, you cannot. Sprague Line brought to you by New Year's Day Hangover. Still a better option than a Sprague pick.
Oh, I mean, after last week, that was terrible. I apologize.
Sprague Line brought to you by white quarterbacks from North Carolina. Apparently, they have 1/3 the hit rate, which is still better than Sprague's winning percentage. Hey, I was a Drake May guy coming out of college. I remember watching him in
You called that one. I'll give that one to you.
What bowl game was that when they played Oregon? Is that the...
Oh, that was the
Holiday
Bowl? Was it the Holiday Bowl?
Yeah. I think so. I think that was Lanning's first year. He was great. Mac Brown was coaching him.
Oh, that was a great year. 34, 20-point comeback, like 19 straight runs, 34-31. Oh, it's a great year.
I'll let you get away with it.
Yeah, I mean, what else do I have?
You got nothing. Spring Line brought to you by Blazer Injury Updates. Just like the injured Blazer, Sprague is 2 weeks away from being 2 weeks away from being a good pick.
Holiday Bowl, 28-27.
28-27
final play, right?
They won. It came down to the wire. I remember that. All right, we don't have time for the ride. I apologize. We love you all. Here's how we did last week. You guys texted your picks on Wednesday.
Can we not?
And then I'm reading the picks, and I'm like, why are we putting the picks in on Wednesday?
Why didn't you say something?
I was so confused. I think it was that Christmas Day or Christmas Eve? So
Wednesday
confused.
Was Christmas Eve.
So I have allowed, and you can rule on this too, but I have allowed Swag a tie.
No counts? Oh.
No counts. Sorry. No, not that. Because we took the same game.
Yes.
But the line when we put our picks in on Friday was 6. The line on Wednesday was 6.5. Ah. So I'm not the line when I made the pick was 6. I've granted Swag the 6. The reason I did, the Jags won by 6, so it was a push.
It was a push.
So here's how we did. I went 1-1-1. How about a kiss your sister weekend? I hit on the Giants. Ugh. I lost on the Chargers, and I tied on the Jaguars. Sprager, you went 0-3.
Thanks, dude.
You took the Steelers, the Broncos, and the Lions. Those are your three picks.
I don't know what I'm doing.
And Swag, it was an 0-2-1 weekend. You lost on the Bills and the Rams, and you tied on the Jags.
Dude, if there's ever a kiss your sister, I don't think it's 1-1-1. I think it's 0-2-1.
0-2-1 is
a
kiss your sister?
That's an awful feeling.
So season standings now, Sprague still in first place, 27-24.
Okay.
My 1-1-1 put me at 23-26-1.
23-26-1.
Wow. Yes, and Swag's 0-2-1 has put him at 17-33-1. That's where we're at right now. So the T-Box is mine. I don't know why, but it is. And I will start tomorrow. This is stupid. I don't really care about this game. Neither of these teams should be in the playoffs.
Oh, do it.
But I'm doing it. Carolina sucks on the road.
Yeah,
Tampa
do.
Has lost every game for 8 years straight, it feels like. They have to win one eventually. Mm. Enough is enough.
Mm.
Tampa, I'm back on my Bucks bandwagon. Mm. This is the weekend we do
three
it.
3 points, huh?
Give me the Bucks -3 tomorrow.
Should the Bucks be favored over any team in the NFL?
They should not, but I'm not gambling on Bryce Young. I refuse to do it. Give me the Bucks -3.
I'm going to include my fandom. I usually try to stay away. It's not been kind to me in Spring and Lime, but what the hell, man? I'm going to ride the ship. I'll take the Niners +1.5.
Okay, Niners +1.5 tomorrow night.
I'll take the Seahawks -1.5.
Ooh.
I think you did that in week 1, so thanks.
Hold on. These are going quick. You got to give me time to write them down. You guys usually give me a descriptor or a reasoning.
We already did the Seahawks Niners.
I got to be honest. Can I be honest with
you? Seattle -1.5. Okay, yeah, what's up?
Last week was rushed. I panicked. I didn't look at the schedule properly.
Yeah.
Just gave you bad picks.
What day of the week is it?
I'm kind of sitting in a position where I'm looking at most of these games, and I haven't even read through, like, is so-and-so playing?
What quarterback's in, what's not?
So I'm kind of flying blind on this one, some of these picks.
We all are, right? My next pick, I'm not going to take the side, because to your point, they damn near lost to a quarterback I've never heard of before and probably will never hear of again.
Mm-hmm.
That is the Denver Broncos. They are taking on the Trey Lance-led L.A. Chargers this weekend. How does the under not hit here? Chargers defense isn't bad.
Oh.
Like, they've been playing really good. I don't know how many of their defensive guys will sit. I'm assuming some because they're sitting a lot of guys.
Trey Lance could throw multiple pick sixes.
That's true. That's my fear. But I don't think either offense is going to score north of 28 points in this game. And so I just.
What's the weather like? It's in Denver.
Probably
right?
Cold. I haven't looked that up either. Yeah. You're asking me to do research that I haven't done. Give me the under of 37.5 in Broncos and Chargers.
37.5. Okay. Sorry, I like to tweet these out as we go along.
Got to file them off.
Who's next? Is it me?
It is you, sir. It would be you.
It
looks like it's going to be nice in Denver on Sunday.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, no snow.
I don't know why. It's not even a team I like. I'm going to take the Cowboys -3.5 against the Giants.
I just think
the Giants are actually playing pretty poorly.
They just smoked the Raiders last weekend. I won a bet on them.
No, dude, I'm not counting a Raider win. What's it been like before the Raider game?
What's the line in that? 3.5?
It's 3.5.
3.5.
There's actually bonuses Dak can hit if he plays to a certain standard in this game.
There you go.
And you know what? I think they're going to finish the season out on a high. I'm going to take the Cowboys -3.5.
Okay. Swag?
I think the Houston Texans, that Charger game was a little too close for comfort for their particular... you know, it was just a weird game.
How about Dicker the kicker can't make kicks? They would have lost the game. Missed a PAT and a field goal. What are we doing here, man?
Get me started.
Also, let's catch the football, Chargers. How about that?
Yeah, I know.
That would help.
That's the biggest issue for them.
I digress.
But Riley Leonard is going to play, so the Phillip Rivers era of Colts football is now officially over. I think the Texans want to amp things up, get themselves feeling good, so I'll lay the big wood in the 10 points, and I'll take the Texans.
Okay, now 10 on the dot.
They're sitting. Can they move the Texans if they anything else happens?
What are they, the three? They would be the three seed?
Well, they wouldn't jump the Jags. The Jags have the Titans.
Yeah, the Jags aren't losing to the Titans.
I think they're locked in the three seed, but I...
The Jags are.
No, I thought the Tex...
Who's on first?
Stellar day to be back. The Jags are three.
You're clearly well prepared for the show. My last pick is going to go to...
Texans are five.
Texans are the five seed. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Last pick for me, I'm going to go with a team that I feel like I can trust right now, and that's famous last words, because I probably shouldn't do it. But I feel like they're trying to do the, like, let's build some momentum into next year. Mm-hmm. Everybody's playing. They're blowing bad teams out right now. And I think it continues. I'm going to lay some wood this weekend in a spot I didn't think I would ever lay wood, and that is Cincinnati, Ohio. Give me the Bengals, -7.5. The Browns are terrible on the road. Their defense usually doesn't travel.
Wow.
They don't want to let Garrett get the sack record. Shador sucks. Give me the Bengals, -7.5.
Okay. I'm going to take a game that has actual meaning to it, and I'm pretty confident in what's going to happen. I'm going to take the Rams in a bounce-back spot here.
Ooh.
They win this game. They basically sitting in a five position. If the Niners are to lose, the Niners will fall all the way to six. I think that matters to the Rams. They want to give themselves the best chance to face the Panthers or the Bucks. I'm going to take them -7.5 bounce back spot against a bad team, the Cardinals, after what they just did against the Falcons.
Okay, Swag, last pick.
I will go to the final game of the regular season. Baltimore has finally figured out that they still have King Henry to hand the ball to.
Yeah, do you know he's pretty good, huh?
Pretty good. Mm. The Steelers cannot stop the run. They can't stop the run. So the Ravens, I don't like the hook, but I'll leave it anyway. -3.5. Ooh. I think Baltimore overcomes
on the road in Pittsburgh
all of everything that this season has presented, and they kind of dig into their pedigree a little bit here and rally the troops around King Henry.
What if they ended up going on a run in the playoffs?
That's not out of the question.
The only thing is Lamar's health. Like, he's back, but
Snoop
even when he
wasn't bad filling in.
No, he wasn't.
That was all Derrick Henry. I mean, he wasn't bad, but that was just hand the ball off, hand the ball off, hand the ball off, hand the ball off.
No, well, they finally did that, and look what happened.
They ran all over
200 yards.
And whatever.
Crazy. Like, steamrolled.
Steelers
them.
Can't deal with that.
Well, I don't know, man. They beat him last time.
They just beat him. A couple weeks ago, it just happened.
If
in
Lamar
Baltimore.
Was more mobile, I actually would give some.
Wasn't that when King Henry was sitting there on the bench? Was that the one where it was like, where was he in the fourth quarter? Like the
I think it's been a lot of England games. Game, but yeah, that's happened a couple times.
Been a lot of those games this year for them. Here are our picks. I'm on the Bucks -3 tomorrow against the Panthers. The Broncos Chargers under of 37.5, and then the Bengals -7.5 against the Browns. Sprague is on the Niners +1.5 against the Seahawks. The Cowboys -3.5 against the Giants, and then the Rams -7.5 against the Cardinals. And Swag is on the other side. He's on Seattle -1.5 tomorrow night. The Texans -10 against the Colts, and the Ravens Sunday Night Football -3.5 in Pittsburgh. Look at that. There is our Spragging the Line picks. It feels great to be. It's coming out of the wire this year, baby. Swag, probably not, but I'm nipping at your heels. So I need a good weekend this weekend.
We're going to have a chat about my spirit furry animal life here.
You know, we'll get our furries. We'll do
you
it.
Fear. It's over, dude.
It's over.
You're dead last. It's over. Just, you're not.
3-0, 0-3. You never know. Things can change quickly.
Yeah, okay.
I'd have to basically run the table in the playoffs.
You got
to
get hot. You got to get hot right now. We'll see if it can happen. Wrap it up on a Friday next on The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag.
Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
There you go, fist pumping your way into the weekend every single Friday. You guys believe Brooks Koepka left LIV Golf?
What? How about that, huh?
What?
Yeah.
Should the tour let him back on?
Oh, man. What's
what
going to happen
while we were out?
Podcast here soon?
Probably not.
Dude, how about the Masters commercial randomly airing yesterday?
Talk about lube.
I was going to say, that got to make you move. The Ducks had already won, and then lube here's a Masters commercial.
What a great day, man. What a great weekend it was.
How are we all
therapeutic?
How are we like 2 months away from already a year passing of Rory winning that thing?
Isn't it wild?
I felt like yesterday.
It's going to be right around the corner, man. A couple months away. Masters will be here. You're going to get more commercials as the playoffs end. ESPN's going to be showing it all the time. Think about this for a moment.
Yeah.
We are seriously in the sweet spot right now.
Oh, it's so good.
Next weekend, you are going to have Miami versus Ole Miss on Thursday night.
Yes.
Oregon versus Indiana on Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Three wild card NFL playoff games on Saturday.
No, two.
Two, sorry.
Two on
three
Saturday.
Three on Sunday.
Three on Sunday.
One on Monday.
One on Monday.
So you have Thursday night, Friday night, two on Saturday, three on Sunday, one on Monday. That is the stretch that we are. It is right there. It is almost within our grasp.
The sad thing is when that's over, what's ahead of your grasp?
Me pretending I know anything about college basketball and talking about the NCAA tournament.
No, you get a little bonus this February.
I know, I get hockey.
You get Olympic hockey.
I get Olympic hockey. I'm very excited for it. Very excited. If they get the ice right.
We're going to talk about Olympic hockey?
No, we're not going to talk about it, but I can't wait for it as a sports fan.
Well, it might be on during the show because it's a 9-hour, they're 9 hours ahead in Italy.
Let's go, baby. Live breakdowns.
Dive into the NBA.
Let's do that hockey. The Blazers are pretty irrelevant right now. When's their next game?
Tonight.
Tonight, who do
they play?
They're
in New Orleans.
They're in New Orleans
last
tonight.
Last time they were there, they got housed by 23.
Yeah, nobody's healthy. Everybody's 2 weeks away from being 2 weeks away. Is
exactly.
Scoot Henderson going to play this year?
I don't know.
After
this, they go to the Spurs.
We're now in the new year. Remember when the new year was like the latest possible return?
They're going to reevaluate in 2 weeks.
Scoot Henderson?
And then they'll
how
let you know
how long does
when
the ramp up take from a hamstring? If we're reevaluating in 2 weeks, that ramp up's got to be a month.
What if he's out the whole year and they're just not saying it?
That would be bananas. At what point, like, look, the way I get that college football coaches, we all make fun of them, rightfully so.
Yeah.
The Blazers doing this is nonsense.
What do you mean?
Like, Matisse Thybulle has been out with an injury they didn't even acknowledge until yesterday.
I saw.
And finally it got loud enough, yeah, and people were like, are we going to say anything about the injured players? And they're like, oh, by the way, Matisse has been nursing a whatever. It wasn't what, yeah, he was originally out for.
Somebody... I also love the fact that the press release came at 11 a.m. on New Year's Day.
That's right in the middle of the Ducks game. I think somebody on the Blazer Reddit page was like, Matisse has played... I don't
Who's
have
played more
right.
games, Matisse or Robert Williams?
I legitimately think somebody pointed out he's played like 19 of like 100 and some games
what
since
are we
he's
doing
been
here, dude.
Sir, it's some crazy
ridiculous
number.
Man.
Dude, I don't know, man. There's stuff on the Blazers. We can talk about the Blazers.
I mean,
Denny's having the year right,
there's
but
there's plenty of time for that.
Yeah, they are
we'll get there.
So irrelevant in that league.
I know.
And they are the definition, as they sit today, of purgatory.
No, the yes. biggest
they
NBA
are not
news
bad
was,
enough, and they're nowhere near good.
No.
Yeah, that was the Joker going down. Fortunately, it's
yeah.
only a hyperextended
But that's
knee.
4 weeks.
Scary,
he's out for a month,
month,
right?
That's yeah. a long time.
Yep.
That's going to change the landscape of the West a little
well,
bit.
Well, and then Wemby got banged up a little bit.
Yeah, his MRI was negative.
I
so.
Know, but still.
NBA's been good, man. I watched NBA. I watched hoops on Christmas
yeah,
Day.
No.
Are the Knicks going to be in the finals?
Be sweet if they were. I'm rooting for it. Who's New York or Detroit being in the finals would be yeah. pretty fun.
Yeah, Detroit's interesting.
Detroit's
see what they do if there's a trade.
Had a really good year this year, so yeah. that's on the. That's what we have to look forward to.
How many
to.
Days till pitchers and catchers report?
I don't know that off the top of my head, but
that's right around the corner.
I thought
it?
About sending out a tweet saying, hey, did you guys know the NBA season started on Christmas? I decided not to do that. I held back on that one.
Hey, Scoot Henderson, hey, reevaluated yeah. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
I remember when that happened saying, is he going to be back? And we're like, dude, last New Year. He'll be back in the New Year. And I'm looking at a 2026 right here, and he's still getting reevaluated.
I just want to do a poll question. Will we see Scoot Henderson play basketball?
Will he wear a Blazer jersey again?
I don't know.
You got an extension decision looming on
what
him this offseason.
What is this team that Dundon's walking into, man? I don't know what you even make of this if you're Tom Dundon.
The same team you've been for 5 years?
Well...
Weird
but
in between.
Better. They've got Denny.
They've been, yeah, but we're how many games below 500?
Five.
And I know the injuries
14,
are a massive part of it.
Something.
I get it, but
rough
I just,
game for the yeah. younger, by the way.
Is, 6 games, yeah, 14 and 20.
Is
holding
is,
on to that 10 seed.
Is Dirk going to watch his Ducks basketball team this afternoon?
Who do we play today?
You're at Maryland.
Is Maryland any good?
They're not bad.
Do they got Derek Queen again?
No.
Okay, he's gone. He's playing tonight against the Blazers, right?
Yeah. yeah.
Hey, look at that. Look at my hoops
he's
knowledge.
He's a problem, man.
Basketball Dirk's getting back
Derek
to the swing
Queen's
of things,
a good little
baby.
Player.
Well, that'll do it for us, folks. Wanted to do a show today. Talked a lot about Oregon and their win over Texas Tech yesterday. A
lot of playoff conversation.
The craziness of Ole Miss and Miami winning. Previewing the NFL weekend slate. It's going to be fun. Enjoy the football. Hold
Enjoy
on.
Enjoy Seahawks here tomorrow.
Yes.
I feel like, yeah, Seahawks should be right
3
here.
3 o'clock we start.
I feel like right now with football on Billy Madison at that third grader. It's like, don't ever grow up.
Yeah.
Like, just hold on to
don't
it.
Don't end.
Don't end.
Don't end.
A couple of weeks of dreams ahead, and it's all going to be over. So enjoy the ride, everybody.
Oh.
That will do it for us. If you missed the show, go check out the podcast, 1051thefan.com. If you're watching on YouTube, first off, thank you. Like the video. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. You should. And we will talk to you. We'll be back normal time Monday morning.
Yep.
It'll be great. 6 a.m. We will talk to you then. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy all the football. Talk to you on Monday. Thanks for being with us on a Friday. The firm of Harrison Marang is next. Listen to 1051. Enough from the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop.
Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.